I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. It's Friday. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk about, is there such thing as the greatest of all time gene? We're going to talk about greatness. Stay riding with us on For the Culture.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture. I do this for my culture, culture, culture.
Welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. We are going to have some great, great conversation. A lot of good stuff is happening. A lot of good stuff. You know why today is such a great day? Dre Day! Tell them what
Hello,
day
is. Friday.
Come on.
I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came crumbling down. And I know you're gonna leave me. Hello, Friday.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
3, 2.
It's Friday night. And I just got paid. I done had a hard week. Now it's time to celebrate.
Woo! There we go. That's right. All right, folks, it is officially Friday, and we appreciate you so much for being a part of tonight's discussion. Man, oh man, what a week. Yes, yes. This is like one of those Fridays that you just want to kind of curl up underneath your covers right now. First thing, it's gotten absolutely cold. It's gotten cold. And then it's like, it's kind of, you know, cloudy. And you're just like, you know, I'm gonna chill out. I'm going to chill out. All right, folks, it is simply Friday. And I'm very excited and happy that you're able to join me. We got a lot to talk about. Some good stuff on the agenda for tonight. But folks, Drayden, you know what? There's something I want to get off my chest. There's something I need to get off my chest right here. I got a couple of things because stuff been hitting me all week. But this feels like one of my favorite moments, my favorite opportunity to tell you what really grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I can't believe it. That's so goddamn rude.
Well, if you would let me talk.
We'll do it live. Yep. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Yep. Thing sucks.
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is that?
And that, people, is what grinds my gears.
All right, folks. It's another installment of what grinds my gears. Literally, literally, folks, just before we got on air, I get a call from a local number. And guess who it is? It's your favorite telemarketer. You want to talk about what grinds my gears? I don't know what has happened in this country where it seems like we are getting, at least for me, I don't know about anybody else, I'm getting thousands of calls. It's probably not that many. But it seems like I'm getting this overwhelming number of phone calls from local numbers I'm thinking are legitimate. I'm thinking are legitimate calls. And guess what? They turn out to be one of these people. Hey, Faraji, are you looking to lower your student loan debt? I don't know if anyone else has been getting these telemarketing calls. Like, where? What is happening right now? Can we stop this? I'm with AT&T, so I have a little bone to pick with AT&T. Because I'm like, what is going on? I should not be getting telemarketer calls. I don't understand it. It bothers me. And I get them at all times of night. And you know, folks, you know, when you're married and everything, you don't want calls all times of night. You know, you just be looking at your phone. And you look, you know, the number doesn't come up in your contacts, so you just look at your phone. You're like, who is this calling me at this time of the night? And you push that button. Next thing you know, hey, Faraji. You're like, woo! Y'all going telemarketer, baby. I'm telling you, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. So I don't know what we have to do, folks. We have to create a revolution around stopping telemarketers from calling from local numbers. Back in the day, they used to tell you when they call. My phone has a feature on it where you can, it says like spam, telemarketer, but then it's some of those doggone local calls that slip right through the filter and gets me right there all the time. And I'm always that guy. Peace, good afternoon. I'm that guy. I'm always ready to take a call. Next thing you know, hey, Faraji, you want to lower your student loan debt? And they get my name perfect. Absolutely perfect. They get my name absolutely perfect. People that I talk to, real people, don't even say my name properly. But the telemarketers, they already touch my soul and spirit by actually saying my name correctly. I can't agree with that. All right, let me see something. There was something else that happened this week. Drayna, can you turn on the music for this, bro? Because this is a tough one here. This is a tough one. So I've been blessed to have a child, right? We got a daughter. Something that I'm not sure, and I have to kind of work this into my spirit, folks. I'm working this into my spirit. I'm out with my daughter. And when I'm out with my daughter, it seems like it creates like this buzz. Like people never, it's almost like I become like this attraction in terms of like a circus attraction. Like, oh my gosh, it's a black man with a child. Woo! You know, it's really like anywhere we go, you know, I'm holding her, like I'm physically holding her. People always is like stop and stare, right? You know what I'm saying? Like I am, you know, a feature length movie. So apparently I'm out with my daughter. I'm at a public event. And one of the big things that has gotten under my skin, folks, I'm telling you, and I'm trying to work this through my spirit, trying to understand this. When I'm holding my daughter, now my daughter, she's 2 months old now. She's a little itty bitty girl. You know, I'm holding her. I'm holding her. I got big hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding her. I know how to hold something. But then I get people that constantly approach me. I don't see this with other women. And Dre, they constantly approach me about how to hold my daughter, how to handle her, whether, you know, if I'm in the sun, excuse me. It's always one of these people, excuse me. You should put something over is that your baby? Yes, it's my baby. She's such a beautiful girl. You should do this. Excuse me. You should try that. What I would suggest is holding. You want to know, Dre, turn this damn music. Turn the music up, Dre. I'm so sorry. Turn the music up, folks. You want to know what... Let me tell you something. Look, I get it. I get it. I'm a young guy. I look young. You know what I'm saying? But don't always assume that anytime a man has a child, that he doesn't know how to handle a child. That's all I'm going to say. I think there's this assumption that if a man holds a child, right, it's like this wait and see situation. You know, people are like in awe of the baby, but then they're like in awe with their eyes open and like holding their like, please don't drop the baby. Like, lady, I'm not going to drop my daughter. You know, like this is my baby. Like, I'm not. Look, check this out. I think I've been holding her for a couple of months now. And it's like it gets under my skin. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be disrespectful about this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But just because you see a parent, a young parent, doesn't necessarily mean they don't know what to do. I have two children. If you ask me, hey, is this your daughter? Like, yeah. Oh, this your first one? No. I will tell you, no, it's not my first one. It's my second one. So the first one apparently lived through me holding him. The second one, most likely she's going to live. I'm not walking around with my baby's neck all in a certain discombobulated way. People approaching me about how to hold my daughter. And then, you know, if it's hot, like it's been hot the last couple of days. And people have been, well, you should cover her face. I know. The thing about this is that you don't see this often with women. With young women. I don't know. Now, I might be completely oblivious to this. You can call me up and let me know. 410-319-8888. You can certainly tell me if young women, if you get this, if young mothers, if you get this. My little sister checked in on my Facebook page. She said, yes, I hate that too. Let me handle my child. Yes, thank you. I don't know if this is a thing, but is there a issue that black men can't hold babies or something? Like, I'm a man? Like, my daughters might be 2 football long. You know what I'm saying? I know I played football. I know I had good hands. I'm not going to drop my daughter. I'm not. But I don't want to be disrespectful. So I'm trying to understand how to really handle it. If somebody approaches me about how to physically handle my daughter, how to make sure she's covered from the sun rays. You know what I mean? I get it, folks. I get it. It's a newborn. It's a baby. I get it. But don't always assume that something is wrong. If Mike, let me just check in a couple of times. Because maybe, Mike, this may have happened to you. Mike, thank you so much for checking in. Has this happened to you, Mike?
Well, Verizon, look, you know, I think, yes, it has, number one.
Okay.
When you know what caught my attention? I was just getting back in my truck, and it says, oh, you know, people were looking at you like you were something odd. I was a single parent, and my daughter was 3, and my son was 9. And I went to the Bahamas and took them on a trip, and people were taking my picture. You know, at first, I'm like, what's wrong with these people? But it was such an anomaly to them for black men to be with their children. And so, you know, I used to seek out other black men who were single fathers so that, you know, we would share information. But I think part of that is they're just not used to us carrying a baby around, because my daughter, I used to carry. Now I see, you know, they have them like on the backpack.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I carried my daughter in 1991 in a front pack. And people would look at me like, what's wrong with him? She's healthy. She graduated from Howard University, cum laude. She's got a master's degree, and she does well.
So you carried her well.
I'm not used to seeing black men take care of their children. I love your show. I listen to you all the time. I just want to call in and kind of and support you.
Hey, brother. Hey, Mike. I'm feeling the love and support all the way. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for
you. Have a good show. Hey. I like your show.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so much. Mike made me feel a little bit better, because I really don't know, because I was in like this kind of like internal battle within myself. This like, wait a minute, should I be mad? Because I was a little offended. I'm telling you, folks, I went out to this event, and I'm serious. I'm walking through a crowd of people. Everybody was like happy and all of that. But they were, you know, I mean, I became like this circus spectacle. And then next thing you know, it was like all of these different people just approaching me about holding my daughter and, you know, should you be walking around with her and she shouldn't be exposed to the beast? I'm like, wait a minute. This is black folks. And I always think it's funny. I'm like, you know, You know, back in the day when we was all natural before Western medicine, you know what I mean? That we were doing things much differently. Back in the day, we were having children outside. Back in the day, right? I mean, it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. Sala checked it on my Facebook page and says, yes, they're dissecting you, though, by approaching you like that. It's offensive. She just said it's and disrespecting. Oh, I thought I was the only one. Tamika checked it and said, we know your children are in good hands. That's just some people. Yeah, but see, you know what, Tamika, guess what? You're absolutely right. The thing is, they don't know me from Adam, right? And so they don't know me, so they automatically assume that I don't know. You know, when people ask you, you know, like, again, they might say, this must be your first child. No, it's not my first child. No. My first child, he's standing right next to me. No. This is not my first going in around the No, I get it. But I felt a little bit offended. I was offended, Sala. I appreciate you for saying that. I was offended. And I am offended because it's like, just because I'm a man holding a baby doesn't mean I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to change diapers. And unfortunately, we do live in a culture where you got the bumbling father image that's always out there. The bumbling father, you know what I mean? He gets the diapers and he just, I don't know what to do. When, where's the ointment go? When, oh my God, she's crying, help. No, I'm not one of them dads. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. So we've been conditioned to believe that mothers are the only ones that have maternal instincts and that fathers don't have any instincts about childcare at all. And I get it, okay? But you got a 2019, folks. 2019. Okay, looks like other folks want to check in really quickly. Jarrell checking in from Baltimore. Jarrell, what's your take on this?
Hey, Faraday, I thank you for taking my call. Now, I'm going to share something with you.
Go ahead.
You said these women will approach you and tell you that this is the way you should hold a baby and that way and all that, right?
Right.
Okay, let me tell you something. Take a picture or a video camera. Go around downtown Baltimore, Lexington Market, Mar Dormant, and videotape on how the mothers treat their child, first and Adam, don't know how to discipline them. Go around now, get a collection. Now, when that same chick or that same woman, right, tells you this and that, let me just show you.
Pull out my phone.
Yeah, and on your phone. Now, do you see me treating my child or my daughter? And that's what I did. And your best teacher, if you don't know something, who was the one that raised you?
Come on.
Your mother was the one that. So right. If you need any advice, go to mom. Mom right. will teach you what to do. If she brung you up, look at you, Faraji.
I get it. Hey, brother, and I thank Almighty God for blessing us to get you to walk in this path. And you're right. And I've asked, look, let me tell you, I've asked the women in my family, older women, that, and I've seen them. Let me tell you, my mother used to tell me stories, and my father would tell me, my father used to carry us around like footballs.
Exactly.
He was like, no, y'all were all right. Like, nah. So I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like I said,
I don't know what it is why they in your business, right? But just do that. Show them a couple of videos. And them same women that they can't discipline their children and curse them out in the
right.
halls and stuff like that.
Right.
Show them a video on those videos. I guarantee you get a whole different result. That's what I did.
Hey, Jarrell.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Just one more thing.
Go ahead.
You talk about a lot of things get on your grind, right?
Yes, sir.
During your care, right? Hey, when did it start to become? You ever go driving and stop on Caton Avenue or a different other street? Hey, what is that? Is there an epidemic of poor white people all over Baltimore City just begging for change and stuff? Is that an epidemic now?
I don't know. I've seen it a lot. You're right. I've seen it a lot.
I'm kind of getting a little frustrated giving my spare change out
to everybody. Come on,
man.
Come on. You know what? That speaks to a bigger problem of poverty, though. That's a much bigger problem. But I've seen more white people.
A lot of white people.
Yeah, I've seen that.
North Avenue. Yep. Broadway.
Yep.
Is that an epidemic? What's going on here?
And let me tell you, I think it's a mix.
Officers something?
I think it's a mix, brother.
I'd be happy in the Trump in office or something.
Man, brother. All right. Hey, Gerard, I got to let you go, but I think it's, I think it's a big thing. I think it's definitely a big thing. Much bigger conversation, but I think it's a mixture of poverty, drugs, and a whole lot of other things. All right, Kara, thank you so much for checking in. Kara, talk to me. Is there, am I wrong on feeling a certain type of way about this?
Nah, you know, Faraji, this is going to be real quick. If your woman was with you, they wouldn't even approach you.
See, my wife wasn't even around. And you know what's funny? My wife was like, I don't even get that type of response.
Right, but you know what? They saw you by yourself. I bet you if your wife was with you, they would have never even approached you. Never.
So what does that mean? So what does that mean, though? So you now
well,
you...
I don't know. It could mean a lot of things. It could mean they try to fuck up a conversation to see if you're a single parent or not. You know? They see you walking around taking care of a baby.
Baby. Girl!
To help them take care of that shit.
Right! I heard that. I've heard that women are attracted to the guys. Girl, look at how he's changing that diaper. Girl, he is a keeper. He is a keeper.
Right.
He is a keeper. Right. Okay.
You know what that caller that said that somebody was taking pictures of him and his daughter and his son? You know, this the way that the world is now, people are taking pictures like that because we have so many things happening to our children.
Yeah.
People snatching our children.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, stuff going on. So, you know.
No, that's absolutely real. Kara, thank you so much for checking in. Oh, my goodness. Striking up a conversation. Andrea Dentessa. Andrea, talk to me. What's your take on this? What is this that women have to approach a man that's holding a baby?
Let me tell you something about this. This has been going on for 40 years. This is not a new fight. Number
right.
one, you should be offended.
Okay.
Now, in 1974, that's how far this goes back.
Oh, my goodness. You
my
got a year.
Kept our baby. Let me go there. Our baby, because I worked nights and he was out during the day.
Yeah.
And I had relatives who said, why that man always got that baby with him? Well, you know, I was 18 and I had enough. I said, because he was there when she was conceived.
Right.
I had said enough. You're not going to make me feel guilty.
I'm telling you, and the sad part about it is, and you know what? I thank you so much for checking that. The sad part about it is, it's so, I feel like it's somewhat discouraging. And, you know, you see a man handling his child. Now, you don't know it's his child, but once you find out it is his child, you know, it's like, okay, unless you see that man, and you know babies. Look, folks, babies move around. I have yet to meet any child at 2 months old that just stands still and just lets you pick him up. She's swinging her head, rocking back and forth. So, you know, the whole motion of holding him is a fluid situation, right? But it's like, come on now. We don't think enough of each other to say, you know what, let's not make judgments already. Because I thought that's what I felt like, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like a little judgment was made. Folks got a little extra judgy with your man here. Because guess what? I'm a young man holding a baby. Just something very simple. I'm holding a child. Therefore, I must be up for some recommendations. Up for recommendations. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be the simpler thing. Holding a child, changing diapers. Come on, man. Come on. Maybe this is fatherhood issues. Look, I got to take a quick pause. Man, folks who are on check in, I want to hear from Tessa. We got Steven, Lisa, Sherry, and Antoinette. I'm just trying to figure it out, son. I'm just trying to figure it all out. Like, what is it that is so, for lack of a better word, why is there this kind of like this weird vibe, this judgment that comes along with men and babies, especially black men with their children? 410-319-8888. Look like we sparked up some conversation around it, but let's talk about it. Stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up for the second 30 of For the Culture here on WEAA.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. So, folks, I had a little something to get off my chest, but apparently, and I love the fact that I'm having, like, this support group right now, especially for my men, that it's been happening to you, that folks have approached me, and I have to say that I haven't heard, haven't had this from any men. I've mostly from women. It's been from women that when I'm out and about in the streets, when I'm at events and activities, and I'm literally holding my daughter, somebody's always approaching me about how I'm holding her, you know, the best way to care for her when she's in my arms. That's my daughter. She's not falling through my hands. Nothing. Nothing is going to... That's my girl. But apparently, I feel like there is a little bit of judgment that's there. But one of our staff members here at the station mentioned that, you know, part of it is generational. And the other part of it is cultural. I can see that. I can see that. So let me go back to the phone line and see what you have to say. Tessa, thank you for your patience. What's your take on this?
How you doing, Faraji?
I'm good,
so,
Tessa.
I have the unpopular opinion that you might just be a little bit in your feelings today.
You know what, Tessa? Hey, Tessa, thank you for your call, Tessa!
So I have an 8-month-old daughter. Obviously, we're coming up on the end of summer. So throughout the summer, she was fairly small, and I had women from, like, various cultural backgrounds come up and tell me she doesn't have enough clothes on. It's too hot out here. Or she has on too much clothes.
Wow.
It's too hot. Or you don't have a hat on her. Or white women who would say, does she actually need sunscreen? And just, like, all these absurd questions. And I'm a mother of four.
Oh, my gosh.
One child with me.
Is that her?
Yes, it is.
That is her. Look at her. All beautiful one to say her, give her take. Okay.
So, you know, it's very seldom that I have just one child with me. So, and I usually get these comments, like I said, from women of all cultural backgrounds. So I don't think this is you're a black male and you don't know what you're doing, or you're a male in general and you don't know what you're doing. I think it just comes down to you don't know what you don't know.
Because it's just...
I have found myself offering maybe a little bit more subtle than just come straight out and saying you need to do this, but subtle advice to other mothers. And I mean, I understand why women might offer you or myself advice. We both look fairly young.
Yeah.
So I mean, I understand it.
I get a little bit into it. That's why I said, Tessa, I had to work my way through this.
Say, you know.
Wait, I'm not look like there was a senior in the, you know, a senior sister that approached me. So I'm not going to be like, hey, woman, check this out. I'm not going to take that stance with her. But you know what? I had to. I'm going to be honest with you. I had to, like, really talk it over. I talked it over with my sister-in-law. I talked it over with my wife and everything. I was like, I mean, maybe I am just in my feelings, but it kept happening. Like, literally, I'm at this event and it kept happening. It happened 3 times. Within, like, a 20-minute period. And I'm like, oh, y'all got to be kidding me. No, you're really joking with me right now. Like, I'm holding my daughter close to the chest. Like, I mean, God would have to squeeze her out. You feel what I'm saying? That's how close I'm holding her.
I believe you. But, I mean, even today, it's a little bit chilly. People walking past me at the supermarket. Why should I have any pants on?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a blanket?
Oh, my God.
It's 70 degrees. It ain't negative 30. Like, she is not crying. She is in no distress. I promise you, she all
right. She all right. Hey, Tessa, I appreciate that. You can have that unpopular opinion anytime with me, Tessa. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to Sherry out of Baltimore. Sherry, what's your take on this? Sherry? All right, look like we have Sherry. Okay, let's go.
Hello.
Okay, there you go, Sherry.
Hello, Barabi.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm going to keep that in mind when I say something, because I'm in one of them people you're talking about. And Barabi, it's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And keep in mind,
yes,
a lot of us don't mean no harm.
Okay.
And I think it's good to see a young man as yourself and others helping out with the baby, because that's something that you don't see no more. Back in the 50s and the 60s, that's how our parents were. Men was having the kids, taking care of the kids with mom, and you see them out for Barazzi.
Yes, ma'am.
And I see, but you got to look at the other point where I'm coming from.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Now, really, be for real now.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
When I see a man with a baby now,
mm-hmm.
with all of this molestation, snatching babies, I want you to keep this in mind, because, see, this is where my head goes to.
Okay.
I jumped out of my car one day. The guy was walking across the street on the cell phone with a baby in his hand, and it infuriated me.
Ooh, okay.
Think about this for all.
I'm thinking. I got you now.
I does this a lot. When you have a conversation with these people, you get a description of those people. That's something that's in me, okay?
Mm.
So if I hear an Amber Alert or something like that, even within your own kids, because it only takes a split second for a child to go.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You're
going
to wish it was a nosy person there like myself.
All right. You know what, Miss Sherry? You know what? I hear. Yeah. You know what? I hear your love. I can feel your love. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I have to keep that in mind. That I really appreciate that, because you're right.
Keep that in mind. Cause
yes, ma'am.
I strikes up a conversation with people, especially you don't see it too much no more.
Yeah.
Back in the day, oh, it was normal. It was good. The wife was. See, now people have to work. Boyfriend, girlfriends get mad. Boys snatch the child. It's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot. You're absolutely right.
I'm one of them people. I try to keep it under control to a minimum, but I have to see something that's really out there.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't mean no harm.
No, I. You know what? I can handle it. I can handle you coming up to me, Miss Sherry, and I appreciate you for checking in. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Sherry just schooled me. She schooled me like grandma would school you, right? Just straight schooled you. I get it. No, I totally understand that. Totally understand. I can handle one Miss Sherry, okay? But then I can't handle four. You know what I mean? Like you walking through the park. Okay, all right, okay. Come on. You literally just saw a person approach me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, folks, this hasn't happened, but I have seen this where some folks go as far as not just recommending with a strong recommendation of how to handle your child, but sometimes they might pull a blanket over the child's head if it's too hot. Baby, you need to just pull the blanket over. It's too hot. Pull the blanket over the child. Start maneuvering the child in the parent's arm. You're like, my God. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Let me hear what we got to Steven. Talk to me. What's your take, sir?
Well, let me tell you some stories about my child or my situation.
Yeah,
my girls are 14 months apart. So, and my wife travels, and I would take them to the supermarket.
Mm.
I'd pick them up after school, take them to the supermarket, and you know they got on their school uniforms, look real cute.
Right.
If I take them on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, because we're just picking up something, man, people are tracking them down, and I'm talking about sisters are tracking them down, saying, oh, your father cooking this evening? Well, he cooks every night. The whole thing changes, right?
Oh, my gosh.
If I take him on Saturday, then it's like, oh, so you get to stay with your father this weekend? No. If we stay with our father all the time, man, they start chasing me through the supermarket. supermarket like I got $100
bills. Oh, now, Steven, that one about you get to stay with your father this weekend.
And don't sit in the Panera Bread and help them with their homework.
Wait a minute, bro. So you know what the circus attraction feels like.
Yes.
You know what that feels like.
I know.
Are you offended by that, though?
Well, here's one more, bro.
Go ahead.
When I take them to the hair store.
Right.
When I take them to the hair store and I'm picking products, of course, I don't know what I'm doing, right?
Okay.
And I do their hair. So they have to correct them and say, no, my father does their hair.
Right.
Man, I have to run to the car at that point.
You know what, though? And, Steven, I appreciate you for checking in. I can't wait to them days, man. Now, I already take my son to the barbershop. I already got him. He good. I can't wait till I go up into the hair store and do my daughter's hair. I can't wait. You do your father do your hair? Yup, he does it too. He put it in all the styles. Got my edges looking tight. I can't wait, y'all. I'm telling you, I cannot wait. All right, let's go back to the line. Lisa, talk to me, then Antoinette. Lisa, what's your take?
I think it's a generational thing because I'm in my middle 50s. My generation, we don't, if we see a man with a baby, ain't nobody trying to talk to no man with no kids, no crumb snatches. Okay, we don't even see you. But then when I have my son, when my son and his wife, he'll have his children out, and women will make them kind of comments. I think that the women in this era are thirsty because no educated black woman is trying to talk to some man with some kids. Nobody's looking at you. I mean, like, go by. I'm not trying to be a stepmother, whatever. Goodbye. But this generation is thirsty. These women, they see men with children and they, oh, he takes care of them. I'm like, yes. And him and his wife, yes. I'm like, I've never seen women. They thirsty. I'm like, or, you know, he does everything with his children. And women, I'm just amazed. They see a man. He can have a wedding band on. He can have his children. And they just chase him.
Because good men are hard to find, though, right, Lisa?
I'm like, y'all got to be, ain't no way in the world I'm be looking at some man with some kids. And they'll say, oh, he's mind you. I'm like, I've never seen women act like this.
Good men are hard to find, Lisa.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. I'm serious. Good men are hard to find. Like, I mean, if a man is, well, let me just say, now, Lisa, you and I both know that responsibility is attractive. If you know how to take care of anything, right, whether it's a dog or a child, and I'm not putting them in the same category, but if you know how to take care of anything, household, a woman, car, I mean, it's attractive. No woman is attracted to an irresponsible man at first.
But if you have to tell people, I raised, my son knows how to cook, clean, wash clothes, get a degree. I mean, do everything.
And guess what? And check this out. He's married, though, right?
Right.
Exactly. And I bet you, if you talk to your daughter-in-law and ask her, what were some of the key qualities about your son? He can cook. He can clean. He's a well-rounded man.
No way in the world. And I just, like, go to basketball games and you see, I'm like, these are some desperate, thirsty women. I've never seen nothing like this.
Desperate, thirsty women. Hey, Lisa, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for checking in from Harford County. Antoinette, let's go. What's your take on this, ma'am?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to chime in on this.
So wait a minute, Antoinette. Are women thirsty right now? Is responsibility sexy right now?
Well, I don't know about that. I know I am not thirsty. Me particularly, I've been married for over 20 years. So I praise God for, you know, my husband. We have 5 children. And so it tickles, right, exactly 5. And so I've seen this thing maybe from both perspectives. And now, you know, all about, we have one left that's a senior in high school. The others are in college and a child of her own now. But I just wanted to share with you this because now my perspective is going to be a little different.
Come on. Come on. Talk to me.
Think about what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Okay. So now I want to, we all hear the comment, don't shoot the messenger, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So this is along that line. Did you know, or most people don't know, I'm sure you probably hadn't really even thought about it, but there is a chemical. We are hardwired as human beings to want to take care of our children.
Right.
There is a chemical that makes us, when we look at a little baby, feel like we want to care for that little baby. And if you think about it, it doesn't just apply to human babies. It applies to anything that's a baby. If you look at, and I'm like you, I'm not comparing human beings to animals by any shape or fashion, but if you look at anything that's very small, it makes you want to care for them.
Absolutely.
So I think that
I
when
get
people
that.
See you walking and they see you with that child, that now that, you know, because of the culture that we're in, it appears to me that children belong to everybody.
Mm-mm.
And so, right. And so I just want to share with you, don't be offended. If it doesn't happen, then it should. The kids should belong to us all. We all have a responsibility.
It should, ideally. Ideally. Now, Antoinette, I'm going to ride with you on that. Now, I'm going to ride with you on the fact that, yes, I do believe that we are hardwired. I think it's in our nature to care for someone outside of ourselves, right? We understand it, that most of the time when a person is just thinking about themselves, we say that they are immature or they have some level of arrested development, right? So when you have the ability to show love and care for somebody else, that is a sign of growth. That's a sign of maturity. I get that. Ideally, we should believe that everyone should take care of, should look at children the same way. But I'm going to go back to what my previous caller said, that some of us are not in the right state of mind to see that. So even like my, you know, I'm like this with my son, and I'm super like this with my daughter. It's like you really got to qualify to come into the circle of trust and life with me to be able to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to do something. You know, and I'm sure you are probably the same way, sis. Particular.
Very particular about my children, but as far as advice is concerned, because to me, any information that someone can give you that they can impart to you that make better your situation is a wonderful opportunity. And so I will never look at it negatively. I actually thank God that He's constantly sending people my way to give me that encouragement or that, you know, that word advice. Even if it's something that I already know, I receive it and I thank God for it.
I'm gonna have to talk to God to work on my. I'm just letting you know, when you get it hit 3-4 times in a single time, in a single period at a single event, it's like, okay, God. I get the message. I get the message. Antoinette, thank you so much. Let's go to C-Bar in Baltimore City. C-Bar, what's your take?
Yo, what's up, Farrah?
What up, bro? How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. I feel real good. I came into the conversation kind of late, so I've been parsing it together.
We're just talking about, man, when I'm out and about, bro, and I don't know if you have children, C-Bar, but when I'm out and about, I got people constantly, brother. Not constantly, but every now, you know, I get people coming up to me often telling me or providing quote-unquote recommendations on how to hold my daughter, how to handle the baby. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, like, so I got that part, and what I wanted to do was kind of give you this little story that I came across this past weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I think we need more Miss Shirley's around to be nosy and tell people how to hold their kids. Because I'm riding. Actually, I was in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm riding on, you know, one of them scooters, and I see a guy ride by me holding a 1-year-old child on a scooter.
Wait a minute. He's driving the scooter.
He's driving the scooter
and holding the child
with one hand and holding a child with the other hand.
Those scooters go pretty fast. So people don't think they go fast. They look like they go pretty fast.
Yo, them joints fly. Yeah, you haven't got no one there. Them joints get up. So I mean, that made me.
Was he young? All right. Here's a question though. How old do you think he was, C-Bar?
He he was at least in his late 20s. I say that. He was late 20s.
Can I say something very quickly? Can I say something very quickly? I know people will get mad at me. Can I say something, bro?
You can say it.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, man, I was definitely surprised because I'm
not,
like, that
I'm
almost,
not surprised, bro.
I almost fell off the shit.
My God, see, Bobby, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. All right, so you weren't surprised.
Say it again?
You weren't surprised.
Yes, I was very surprised. And, I mean, my instinct kind of went up. Like, hold on, let me, you know, I wanted to say something, but, you know, I was on my scooter. I'm riding. I can't really stop.
You know what you should have done? You should have rolled up next to him like, hey, yo, is that your baby?
Right,
exactly. And just like had a conversation while y'all was riding the scooters together, brother. I mean, hey, yo, once you pull over, son, just like change up. Call her moms or something. Maybe she can pick you up on a scooter. Send a scooter over there to her. Hey, hey, see, but I got to let you
saying,
go.
I'm just saying, people need guidance out here, man, holding these babies on scooters.
No, you're right. I'm not taking that away. No, I, all jokes aside, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Weird. So I just want to let you know that, you know, it's still some people that need that angel.
I hear you loud and clear. Right. I definitely hear you loud and clear.
Put a blanket on that baby at least.
Put a blanket on that baby because the sun will burn up my child. C-Bar, thank you so much, sir. The DeMond out of Parkville. DeMond? All right, look like we can't get to DeMond. Let's go to who we got? Betty out of Baltimore County.
Hey! I couldn't wait to get online. Okay, I'm gonna be two people. First, I'm gonna be the mother, the wife. When I met my husband,
okay,
and I was in my early 30s. This was my second marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
What attracted me to him was the way he took care of his three children, and they were all under 8 years old.
All right, women are still attracted to that, too. Yep.
Okay, he was not living with them. Him and his wife were separated.
Yes.
But I just couldn't believe a man could have that much compassion and caring for children.
Oh, I get that. I get that. Wow, that's attractive. I get it. I get it.
I'm telling you, when he said he loved me and I know he loved his children, I mean, that was it. That was a sell right there. And we have been married for 40 years. Best husband I could ever have. So don't think just because a man has children, don't think that they are not approachable or they're going to be a good husband.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Now, did your husband, did he get criticized or did he get kind of like judged about how he was handling the child?
Well, no, because this is another generation.
Mm.
This is a much older generation that
gotcha.
I'm talking about. Okay, they didn't, and I know of nobody criticized him.
Nobody criticized
him. He had them all the time. Now, our son, who's in his 30s now.
Yes, ma'am.
Has taken care of his two grandchildren. He's married. Ever since they were 3 months old, they're 3 and 5 now. He would get up in the morning, feed them, dress them, take them to the babysitter, go to work, come back, pick them up, and bring them home.
There it is.
He has done that consistently.
There it is.
You know, so don't think, I mean, when people look at you, it's not your problem. It's their problem.
Ah.
It's not your problem. You continue to do what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it will be passed on from generation to generation. We need to love our children, whether we're the mother or the father. You keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. Miss Betty, I appreciate that. I love that. That's a great word to end on this note. Man, oh man, y'all really lifted my spirits about it. I'm going to get out my bag. Trust me, I'm going to get out my bag. I'm not going to get into my feelings. But y'all have lifted my spirits, and I thank y'all. I thank you. Man, oh man. Look, folks, I got to take another break when we come back. I'm going to talk about what's in a name. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then maybe if we can get into, do you believe the old adage, the big question has been often debated, are legends born or made? We'll have that discussion. Stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up in the second hour of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. Now let's check in with NPR with your latest in news and traffic. We'll be right back.